Welcome to the Hot Mic at Arch DevOps, the show about the entrepreneurial journey. Whether you're just starting off building your new thing, well on your way, or ready for your next big adventure, this show gets with fellow entrepreneurs to talk about the thrills and spills they've had along the way. Listen in for stories of big challenges and sometimes big successes or big failures. Whether you've built multiple businesses or you're just starting to dip your toes in the water, there's something here for you. Check the show notes for details about our guests, including how to reach out to them. Before that, though, let's get this show started. Not have to do video, so whatever works, man.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
nice. Matter. So walk me through what your company does. Like, let's start there. I like to open with that question all the time.
Yeah, okay. I got it. What's our company do? We're helping more than 10 years to the small business, and how we actually do that. We have hundreds of consulting sessions conducted with them. They reach to us. After that, we have a meeting. We analyze their problems. Usually they are calling with some problem. They're reaching out to us with some problem. Something with their business is not okay. We have that session. We have the conversations, really deep, long conversations, where we pretty much investigate every part of their business. And after that, we analyze the problems, where they come from, how we can have them, help them, and what we can improve. Why? Why we do that? Because we notice that the marketing segment, the marketing thing in a company is not something that most of the companies can afford. Why they cannot afford it? Because we have two problems here. The first one is either the marketing part is missing from a company, and the other part is it's not missing, but it's too expensive for them. Mm-hmm. So like huge companies, they can afford everything. They have a big team, which is dealing only with the marketing stuff. They have designer, programmer, indoor and outdoor marketing specialist, and that's okay for them. But small companies with small business, they cannot afford it. That's why we wanted to provide a service where small businesses can get that also.
Okay.
And we're generally speaking, we're helping them with exactly with that. Helping them with the marketing and how they interact with the user, how the user knows about them, how they find out.
Okay, awesome. So it's like a fractional marketing team then, basically. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay, very cool. You know, I didn't start hearing that term fractional until recently. And It's like, it's a cool term, first off, because it's like, ooh, fractional, right? And that really is a powerful way to augment your current company. Is like, just bring in some people part-time who are each experts at a specific thing and go from there. So what's the name of the company?
The name of the actually the brand is Ulead.
Okay.
And exactly in that direction, we developed world's first magnetic business strategy game, which is a board game. And why we created that? Because we saw that lots of companies and individuals, they make very common mistakes, and that costs money. That costs them sometimes huge losses, sometimes not so huge, but anyway, it's losses. So we created that game so we can for the people to be able to train their business skills and to practice on the board, on the game, and losing there instead of the real life. Because taking a loan from the bank in a game is one thing, but taking a loan from the bank in real life and losing it is a totally different thing.
Yeah. It's much better to lose fake game points than it is to lose actual real dollars. So
absolutely.
I love that. You know, there was a guy I was talking with years and years ago, and he's an agile coach. So he works in a software company where they do consulting and stuff. And he developed a game too, and he was telling us about it. And it's based off of Ford Motor Company, where they were like manufacturing all the cars, and the goal was like, get as many cars produced and sold as possible. So he made an entire board game out of it. I think the board game costs like $100. There's like some high end pieces of there. So I'm like, that's some really cool stuff.
Yeah.
There's a game every once in a while I'll play, and I never got the chance to do this, but I play a game called Forbidden Island, where it's a cooperative game. You don't play against each other. You play with each other and you try to play against the game. And you have to do teamwork. You have to work together. And I thought, this is a really good team building game. I didn't get the chance to play it with the last team that I was working with, but I have it in our closet. Our family has fun with it, but yeah, it's a good
Yeah, glad
risk-free
to hear.
way. Yeah, it's a good risk-free way to build that team camaraderie. So your company, how did you decide to start it up? Like, was there something that kicked it off that was like, I need to do this? Like, what led you to do it?
Yeah, exactly. The same reason that I already said is the marketing direction, because small businesses, they cannot afford it. Usually the marketing costs money, and the specialists for that, of course, they cost money as well. If you want a huge, you want to use a huge agency with lots of expertise, and that means that you have to pay a big amount of money. And that's why we wanted to make that affordable for the real people, because when you start a business, everybody knows, when you start a business, you don't have so much money. You just try to do an MVP and then test your idea, see what will happen, how the others react to that, your idea, and things like that. So we wanted to make it affordable to the others, yeah.
Good deal. Good deal. What are some of the major challenges that you've overcome as you've built out this business? You got any crazy war stories you can share?
Yeah, I'm struggling, yeah. Well, of course, with so many sessions, every session comes with their specific things along, and you never know. But yeah, most of the times, people just do the same mistakes again and again, and sometimes they even don't want to listen to advices, which is kind of understandable because it's their company. But all we want is to help, not to interfere with the others.
Yeah, that is something, and it's almost like you gotta get into people's heads. Like, they'll come and they'll say they've got a problem, they've got a really sticky challenge, and then you give them advice, and then they don't take the advice. It's like, what? Like, why? Why not? Like, why not? Why don't people take advice sometimes? What's been the thing that causes them to not do that?
Yeah, because sometimes you give them some radical changes that they have to do, and it's not easy to do some big change in a company that you're working with, and you have a team, and you have some rules over there, and it's not easy to change it, to make some big change after years of doing it the same way. And that's why I don't know, but I think they're just afraid of the big change. And sometimes, yeah, you have to get into their heads, because most of the times they don't even realize that they have a problem. So you have to figure it out, what's going on, how your company is doing, where you're suffering, what you're good at, what you're not good at, and those things. It just takes time, yeah.
Yeah, it does. It does. Removing fear is a big thing. It's a big thing. People, it's really weird because we're just surrounded by technology all the time. And yet we're still these squishy humans that are driven by emotion, And
Yeah.
when we're scared about something, it's like, oh my goodness, I don't want to make a decision. It's like, why? It can be so obvious to us, like, this is the right move. Like, come on, let's do the thing. And not, I don't want to. It's too scary, too risky. You can't do it. And it's like, yeah, you definitely got to get in their heads. So.
Yeah, and nowadays, I think it's very trendy to be entrepreneur, and that entrepreneurship is, yeah, it's cool, and everybody's getting the hype around it, but it is not easy. I think that most of the people are misled with that, they misunderstand it, and that it's not easy. It's not easy to start something from scratch. It's not easy to be late at night working instead of going into a bar and do something fun which you love. Yeah, it takes, if you want to win, you have to pay the price. That's it.
Yeah. Well, you don't see the gritty underside of entrepreneurship very much. Like, you'll see the airbrushed version of it where people are just successful and they're waving money around, and it's like all you got to do is start a business. And it's like Man, this is one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. And I have four kids and I'm married and all my kids are girls. And it's like sometimes aspects of building a business is harder than being a dad, you know?
Wow.
So
I
it
believe
is,
you.
oh man, it is. I mean, some of the things, like, I'm sure you've gone through this yourself. It's like you get brought to the end of yourself. And you're like, oh my goodness, I don't think I can push any harder. And then you finally succeed. And it's like, holy moly, I can't believe I did that. And that just keeps happening again and again. And you figure out what your limitations are, what you think they are, and then you push past them. And it's like, huh, I didn't know I was capable of that sort of thing. So it's wild, man. What have you learned about yourself? Like, I assume, well, how long have you been in business? I didn't even ask that question before.
More than 10 years, 12
Okay.
years from now.
Okay.
Well, lots of things, things definitely. And all of those time, you just keep changing. We change shape, that's obvious. We change constantly depending on the events that are happening to us in the different situations. But yeah, what about us? You said it exactly. You're right. What we learned, don't stop pushing. The longer you stay focused on the goal, then you're gonna win. You shouldn't give up, because if you give up now, that's 100% failure. But if you don't give up now, maybe there's a chance of succeeding in that.
Yeah, it always seems like success is just around the corner, you
Yeah,
know,
and it
like,
happens like instantly, like quick, and then you have it. But that's what others see. Wow, he did it, it's so easy. But yeah, but no one sees the hard work at night, no one sees the early waking up and just working during the weekends and all the issues and difficulties you meet around through the way. No one sees that. And I think that's exactly the point of misleading lots of people, that entrepreneurship is easy, because they don't see the mistakes, they don't see the losses, they don't see the hard moments, but they are there for sure.
They are. Well, it almost makes me wonder if that's why the statistic of like this percentage of businesses fail within their first year, their first 5 years, and it's because so many people think it's easier than it actually is. If there was a realistic view of this is really, really difficult and this is how hard it is, and this is what you should expect, that rate of failure would go down because the people that are really freaking serious about it will be the only ones that would start it, you know? So,
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Well, it's weird because I didn't plan on being a business owner. I sort of fell into it. Opportunity presented itself, and I'm like, I guess I'm doing this. But it's kind of been dragging me, you know, kicking and screaming sometimes down the entrepreneurial path, like, I can't believe I'm doing this. And it's like, well, we're doing it. And, you know, talking with fellow entrepreneurs that have been on the same path, maybe they're walking the path instead of being dragged down it, is really helpful. I've only been running a company for a little over 5 years, almost six, but I asked this question about like what you wish you would have learned 5 years ago. So like, what do you wish someone had told you? What do you wish somebody had, you know, given you some information or you learned 5 years ago about entrepreneurship? Is there anything that in your mind is like, man, would have been cool to know that 5 years ago?
Yeah, actually you passed the threshold. I'm sure you know that, but most of the companies fail up to the fifth year. And yeah, it's not just opening a company and start some business. Lots of things are so important, like where you're doing the business. What kind of people are your partners? Are you alone? Because alone it's very, very, very hard. Yeah, your partners are so important. Your idea is so important. A lot of they're so great. There's so many great ideas, and not even one realized and shown on the market. Why so? That's because most of the people are giving up first. And then second, they don't trust their partners. They don't know how to present. They don't know how to develop their sales skill. So there are so many aspects of the business that you can get into troubles.
That is true.
5 years ago, that's an interesting question. 5 years ago, I remember 5 years ago, we had a lot of difficulties then. And then, see, especially the situation is changing now. You see now, we have that coronavirus, and every business has to adapt. Mm-hmm. No going out, no going to restaurants. Restaurants business, if you own a restaurant, you're gone. You're just gone. What you're going to do? So yeah, maybe the advice that I can give is to be more adaptable. Take every crisis and every bad moment as an opportunity, like you did. Take the opportunity and just do it, because don't overthink. Thinking is good, but thinking without an action is just a thinking, just an idea.
Yeah.
So do something. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, there's something special about someone who can take what would be considered a negative and use it as fuel to like push them forward. You know, I guess most people would be like, well, you take the good with the bad and you just kind of grunt through the bad stuff and, you know, capture the good and be like, all right, oh boy. But actually using what we would consider negative things as a way to propel you forward, that's a hard mindset to adopt. What's a good example of, hey, here's a negative. Well, I'll use COVID as an example, right? Like, how did you adapt to that? Like, you saw it coming and it's like, oh man, what the heck? And here's how we're going to adapt.
Yeah. Well, you see, it is what it is. That's the first fact. Mm-hmm. Bad things are happening. That's here, obviously, and we don't know how much time that's gonna continue, and whether this is going to go on at all. But yeah, what we know that is here, and I like to say, we work with what we have. So that's here, obviously. Now we have to figure out a way how to adapt with that. And yeah, maybe I'll say it again. Maybe that's why we created the business board game, because we had the chance to do it virtual, but we didn't want to, because we want people getting together at home with their families, sitting on the table and interacting with each other, talking, laughing, having the experience, and learn something at the end. That's why we created that. We thought, okay, that's a good idea. Let's do it. Let's give the people something valuable. And yeah, I think lots of entrepreneurs and also big companies, they think about selling and numbers and things like that. I guess that we should provide value and services which give some solution of a specific problem. Because business doesn't exist about money, doesn't exist about selling. It exists about problem solving, that part. You don't go to a hospital, to a very high quality hospital, because you know that it's expensive. You go there for the service. You go there because you know that the quality, and they'll take care for you the way you want to.
Right. Right. Except here, it's like you go to the hospital and it's expensive anyway. It doesn't matter what level of service.
Yeah.
So yeah. Where are you from? Where are you from anyway? I didn't even ask you where your location is.
I'm from Bulgaria, Europe.
Okay.
I'm located in Bulgaria, and every restrictions are applied like everywhere in the world, pretty much everywhere.
Right.
So yeah, we have to cope with it. It is here. It's COVID time. Yes. Sometimes you cannot go out. You have to wear a mask. Okay, fine. But that doesn't mean the world stops. We need the food. We need supplies. We need transportation. We need medical services. We need education. We need everything. And of course, we need fun. At least, yeah, we're home. We're kind of blocked. No, not nothing is working here. But yeah, you need to do something. Get the chance now. Anyway, you're at home. Anyway, do something valuable.
Yep. And play a board game, right?
Why not? Yeah.
Why not? You know, it's kind of funny. I actually started designing some card games myself, and it's I think it's going to become a separate business. I'm not sitting on it. I'm trying to make sure I've got enough stuff that I could give to people where, yeah, families can get together and play some games and learn some cool things, and we'll see what happens. So, well, this is
Yeah,
neat.
because
Neat. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
yeah, sorry, go ahead. Finish your thought.
No, I was gonna ask you how people could find you, but I didn't want to interrupt you either.
Sorry. Yeah, people can find us at eolid.bg/en. Yeah, that's our website. They can find us there. Of course, we are on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. They can all check that. Those websites as well. But yeah, and the point that you said, spending time with your relatives and friends is really important, because nowadays you see little kids, they're playing on their phones, tablets, and it's so difficult for the parents, I guess, to take those devices away from them and just create that environment for really valuable conversation and communication to each other. Everything goes through some app.
It does. It does. I mean, I sort of have a love-hate relationship with technology, quite frankly. It's like, yeah, it's really convenient, but for the same exact reason, like it's people are quote unquote connected, and I'm doing air quotes. I know people can't see my fingers doing that, but yeah, we're connected, but we're not really connected, like with a capital C, with each other. So I try to have as many conversations as I can and just really dig deep and learn about people. And this podcast is one great way to learn about some people. And you're a cool person. You're a marketer and you made a
Thanks,
board
man.
game. You're unique.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah, we wanted to give something special because we saw that there are a lot of board games which are not in that sector, first of all, not in business related. And actually, Monopoly it's been on the market, I believe, 43 years ago, it occurred. And cash flows of Kiyosaki is here for 21 or 22 years. So he wanted to create something new, innovative, totally different. And we wanted to add additional value, which we found out that we can do it like making the business game magnetic. Why magnetic? Because I remember when I was a kid and we're playing, somebody just throw the dice and everything is going left and right, and then we start arguing. No, that was not my position. It was this one. That's not my card. It's your card, and you can never remember where all the pieces are on the board.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty smart. Well, I'm glad you came up with a game that I guess is better for family dynamics. I think Monopoly has been like ruining friendships for almost a century. So, I hate this game. Rah! And then they're just like, family feud in here. So, well, it's awesome getting the chance to talk with you, sir. And I wish you all the best. And I think that this is something that people are going to need to hear. Talking about the adaptability and especially maybe attract some business to you, because I think a lot of people realize, yeah, we need marketing, but we don't have the budget for like hiring a marketing director, and it's like we don't need one. Just get a fractional team and do some awesome
Yeah,
things. So
that's correct.
yeah.
And we have that saying, if a tree falls into the forest and nobody sees it, is that tree fallen on the ground or not? And
Yeah.
basically it's not, because if no one knows about it, what's the difference? Yeah, that's why it's important. And I see the marketing is really changed, really, really changed, because several years ago, it was now it's everything digital. Everything is digital, and several years ago we have the one-way marketing, which is like putting a banner, putting a commercial, show something to the client. But now we have two ways of communication, because letting people know is the first part, and now we have what the people thinks about it. We want some to vote. We want them to vote. We take their opinions. We have a comments on every post. We want references. Yeah, it's now more like selling on based on trust, because you sell some, you show something, you give a value to it, and then selling on trust, it's selling on trust.
Yep. Totally agree with that. Well, I will get this pushed up as soon as I can, and when it gets scheduled to go live, I'll send you an email letting you know when it'll go live, where to find it, and I'll have some extra goodies for you as well. Totally free, just as a thank you for being on the show. All right.
Thanks, Matt. I appreciate it.
All right, man.
Thanks for inviting me. Yeah, it was a pleasure.
Anytime, man. Well, take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Did you hear this episode and go, wow, I'm a founder and all my friends keep telling me I should get on a podcast? Would I be a fit? Yes, yes, you would. Every single person who steps out of their comfort zone to build their dream has an amazing story to share, and this is the platform for you to do that. If you want to talk about your dream, what led you to start your endeavor, what successes you've had or challenges you've been pitted against, this is the podcast for you. So head on over to archdevops.com/podcast to find out how to get on. And also check out our free tip sheets on guesting or even hosting your own podcast. This is Fritz, your host, hoping to meet you on the other side of the hot mic at Arch DevOps.